This presentation is called Entitlement. My mother was a kind and spiritual person. She loved helping anyone, her children especially. Mom was also a good teacher to anyone about anything she knew something about. A daughter of the Depression, she saved everything, even rubber bands. Because of her saving strategy, she always had exactly what you wanted or needed when you needed it. Then she gave it to you. By example, Mom taught not only conservation, but also giving and helping other people. Mom believed that it is our duty to be productive and to add to what we have found on planet Earth, leaving things better for our having been here. I was particularly duty-bound with regard to helping others and being productive, she said, given the good fortune into which I had been born and was raised and lived. After all, I had been born in the greatest country in the world. I had food in my belly and a roof over my head, this daughter of immigrants pointed out. Certain things were expected of people like me. My point. I was raised to help people, to be of service. I was taught this by example and mini lecture. I was told I have a responsibility to make a contribution to the world, that is what I am here for, that is what is expected of me. When I was young, I completely accepted Mom's ideas. I still do accept many of them. I enjoy being of service. It gives me pleasure. I enjoy giving. It fulfills me. I enjoy feeling that I'm productive. I would do everything my mother taught me I should do just because I enjoy it. But before cancer, I had forgotten about me. While I was satisfying the part of myself that indulged the selfless, responsible, helper part of me, and feeling like I was a pretty swell person for that, I was perfectly content to neglect my own needs for sleep, food, recreation, vacation, you name it, in the interest of fulfilling whatever my latest goal in the selfless, responsible helper agenda, which consisted principally at that time of professional matters. That all changed with the discovery of the cancer. As of that moment, I became more important than other people. It can still, even now, be an interesting vision. Me negotiating myself through a day, weighing on one side what needs to be addressed in me, on the other side what I want to do for others and my own productivity needs. Habits of a lifetime pull me one way. my desire to stay alive and be well pull me in another. I have to remind myself, still, staying alive. That's goal number one. Everything else comes second. Managing my day became even more interesting when, all of a sudden, my family's needs increased dramatically with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease in my mother. Her cognitive and physical decline followed, with all the drama and work that comes with that. I love the people with whom I work in the office, and I love my family. The knee-jerk to rush to their aid is still part of my internal wiring. But now I must be certain that there are some overrides and circuit breakers in the mix as well. Somehow, I must keep the focus on me. It is not always easy. Did I mention guilt? Would anything less serious than cancer have penetrated the trance of neurotic guilt within which I had functioned for so long? Neurotic guilt's vapor had surrounded me for many decades. Working on this neurotic guilt was tough. For one thing, sometimes it was hard to pin down. The guilt has not all evaporated. But when it's there, I'm now better able to keep it at bay. Guilt doesn't just approach me, saddle up, and ride me into the sunset the way it once did. I have made some progress. My mother was a good person. But you know what? Mom also took care of herself. She taught selflessness and did practice it. Simultaneously, she made sure that she was well looked after. I had simply never noticed, until only a few years ago, when I looked back with clearer vision. I have been learning that it is okay to take care of myself, too. Keith, my cancer care counselor, visited the issue of my taking care of myself and putting myself first many times during the early years after diagnosis. During one of our sessions, he recommended a well-known quotation to me, one with which you too are no doubt familiar. It comes from a Jewish rabbi named Hillel, who lived from 30 BC to 90 AD. It goes, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am not for others, what am I? And if not now, when?" This quote is written on an index card and placed on the front of my refrigerator. Yet, keeping myself first, to myself, is still not necessarily natural to me. It is not my default position, at times keeping myself first, is downright unnatural. Well, maybe it's understandable. I've been putting others first for the better part of 60 years. No wonder that's what feels natural still. There are additional reasons for putting others before me. It is so much easier. Other people tell you what they want you to do. It's clear. My need? What I want? Not always so obvious or clear. A lot of times I have to stop and ask myself, what do I need and or want? And then I have to listen loudly. So time consuming. So unnatural. And another thing. Sometimes other people are in a bad mood, and if you do something nice for them, their mood has a good chance of improving. I prefer being with people who are in a good mood. Again, do something nice for the person. The directive is clear. You're supposed to put yourself first when somebody else is in a bad mood. Now, that's unnatural, or so I was taught. Then, on top of everything else, start looking after yourself, and you can have real trouble on your hands. For instance, sometimes people misbehave, and what they did or are doing can have a direct and negative impact on you. In order to put myself first, take care of my needs and desires, sometimes I have to confront somebody. I loathe confrontation. Initially, with the help of counseling, then therapy, then an Alzheimer's caregiver's support group, now finally on my own, I have been standing up for myself these past years. Still, it has been no picnic. Often my knees shake, figuratively and literally. Yet somehow I manage to stay on my feet. I have done it repeatedly. I do it. I now know I can confront others when necessary. I do confront others when necessary. I don't think I will ever like this sort of behavior, but I am proud that I now can and do it. I am for myself, by golly. I am for myself. And over these years, little by little, I notice something happening. I have a feeling at times that I never had before. It is a little bit of a real sense of entitlement. I am beginning to feel, to believe, to know that I am entitled to some things. I am entitled to be treated well, honestly, for openers. I am entitled to be rested. I am entitled to set aside time in my day to meditate. And so on. I've never felt this before. I was raised somewhat puritanically. You were supposed to be working every moment. Which suited me fine because I like working. Well, that's not right for me anymore. I need time for other things that I need. And slowly, I am learning that I am entitled to pursue these non-work activities. I am entitled to give myself what I need. I am entitled to put myself first. I am allowed to put myself first. It's okay. It's a good thing. I'm allowed. A sense of entitlement is a new feeling for me. The feeling may be a bit fragile around the edges, but my sense of it is that entitlement is of a nature as to never go away once it has arrived. Like a weed. The sense of entitlement feels to me strong and ultimately impossible to eradicate. Someone may try to pull it out, but it will always come back. Yes, I think this sense of entitlement is here to stay, no matter how fragile feeling it might seem at times. It will survive. That is its nature. It has an inherent sense of its right to be here and thrive. That is its nature. Maybe I, too, will survive. Maybe I, too, have an inherent right to be here and thrive. Maybe it's okay to just be me. How is it for you? Are you always able to put your needs and desires for yourself first. If you have trouble doing this, what gets in the way? Cancer Care is an organization which has helped many people who have received a diagnosis of cancer. Its website is cancercare.org.